dramatic heart. I know that she has great... Is that enough?
Nope, that's not enough.
Delta Burke.
Oh, you were doing so well, too. We got you. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye, my friend. Thanks. There will be no Mr. Philly cheesesteak in your stocking tonight. Hi, WAVA, just call. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Donovan. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is David Sachs.
David, where are you from?
I'm from Wheaton.
All right, Mike, you have one for Dave?
David, in 30 seconds without saying the word, tell us all the things you can do with pasta. Go!
Pasta is great for spaghetti. It's good for all kinds of...
That's an immediate
You said,
Oh, darn it.
Hi, WAVA, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Robin from D.C.
Hi, Robin. Listen, 30 seconds. Don't say the word, Tell me everything you know about late night talk show host Larry King. Go!
I know absolutely nothing about Larry King, but I do know that his daughter went to American University when I was there, and I think she was an education major. But I heard from somebody that he had a guest who was talking about dreams the other night, and I was told to listen to him, but I couldn't stay up that late at night and listen to him. I hear that he's a very obnoxious person and that he just got married last year, but I've never listened to Larry King, so I really don't know much anything about him. Is that my time up?
Nope, you're almost done.
Okay, Larry King smokes a cigar and he just...
Yeah, you made it. You made it. Way to go.
She did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You must be thrilled. There's a free original hot buttered cheesesteak sandwich from Mr. Philly waiting for you.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, isn't that just tough toenails? Enjoy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, WAVA, good morning.
Hey.
I'm a vegetarian. Well, it's not a perfect world. Who's this?
Shane.
Who?
Shane.
Shane, where are you from, Shane?
Alexandria.
All right, Shane, 30 seconds, mm-hmm. and don't say, tell me which...
Wait, I thought it was my turn.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah, I was, because I was going to tell him in 30 seconds, tell us without saying everything that Bo knows.
All
go.
Right, sorry, go.
Bo knows diddly. Bo knows football. Bo knows baseball. Bo knows soccer. Bo knows... Doesn't know ice hockey. Bo knows...
Right. Bono almost sounds like we're talking about Sonny.
Bo knows girls. Bo knows...
Come on now.
Sports. Bo knows...
Yeah?
Bono's guitar, Bono's...
Yeah?
You gotta keep talking.
Bono.
Sorry you said it. Bye. Bye.
You just hung up, sore loser.
We got time for one more. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Just fine. Who's this?
Henry.
Okay, Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. 30 seconds. Don't say, tell me, do you think Walt Disney is really frozen? Go!
Walt Disney is frozen because he is not around and it's...
There's an
I knew that one was coming.
Sorry about that.
God, that's hard.
Bye-bye. It's 10 until 9. It's WAVA. And now here's the Queen of Prunes.
Loosening the communist lock on power, 36 degrees in Washington.
Of your attendance at the Don and Mike parking lot of love. Wednesday, February 14th at the illustrious WAVA parking lot. Over 24 couples tying the knot in true morning zoo fashion. The Don and Mike parking lot of love. Witness the spectacle of seeing two white, not fat Catholic guys jump into a giant tub of Hershey's chocolate. The Don and Mike parking lot of love. Wedding gifts courtesy of 7-Eleven, catering courtesy of Roy Rogers. Open to the public Valentine's Day at 6 a.m. Hey, come early and take Big Al Goodman's parking space. The Don and Mike parking lot of love. 105 WAVA.
You'll save a bundle on everything you need, from toasters to blenders to trash compactors and microwaves. Dick's Appliances, with 10 locations to serve you. I'm Dick at Dick's Appliances saying, come on down.
If you're paying too much for your appliances, you don't know Dick.
I can't... Something's seriously wrong with us. We're soldiers. But we're American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 200 years. We're 10 and 1.
105.
WAVA playing more than 50 minutes of better music every hour. And I mean Nutty Buddy, Felfer Nutter, Escargot, and Garlic Butter, DJ and TJ's George McFly hanging out. Happy to be here on the air, part of the Wave.
a team, it's always been my dream. Now my lips are flapping, toes are tapping, rapping about the Mo Show. And I am on this FM. Dirk, Don, and Mike, and of course Frank, too. Every day at the morning zoo. Charlie, Allen, Goodman, Little Matt included, too. Low budget Jeopardy, folk fans and celebrities. Never work, always play on WABA.
We're still human beings, you know, no matter how hard we try not to be.
Now it's time for us to play the Beautiful Music Challenge.
All the rest
is
Lex.
Hi, good morning, Elvis.
Hi, good morning, Elvis. How are you?
I'm dead. How about you?
Dead as an R-nail. Thank you very much.
Just a peek now of a little Elvis to Elvis feature later today.
Live from the Graceland Room, inside Petroplex Center, in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring Don Geronimo! And hi there, everybody! I'm Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join Laurie Neff, Tim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Berry, and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Tuesday, and it's the premiere of a brand new feature, Elvis to Elvis, as we let you talk to the kings of rock and roll. Plus, a regular Tuesday call to our favorite San Francisco sports bar, Orphan Andy's. And a man makes car fuel out of a substance simply known as number one. But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And let's please welcome the man who attended the Virginia Military Institute when admitting women was unthinkable.
Oh, VMI, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo.
I had him in my room, though, all the time. Thank you. Thank you. Now, would you please welcome my friend who's been up all night painting that brand new portrait of Adonna Matthews for the Giant in Rockville we're going to be at today, that big nude. Mr. Mike O'Mara.
I am absolutely exhausted, really.
Oh.
Yeah, I bet. And good morning, my friends. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, and here are the top 10 reasons that old men wear white shoes.
Yeah.
The top 10 reasons that old men wear white shoes.
All right.
Number 10, white shoes are a turn-on for older ladies.
Yeah!
Number 9, white shoes are a help when playing shuffleboard. Number 8, white shoes go great with any color socks. Number 7, white shoes help your golf game.
Yeah!
Number 6, white shoes work best on the beach when using a metal detector. Number 5, white shoes let you glide through grocery stores effortlessly. Number 4, white shoes help you navigate safely down any crowded highway or byway.
Number three, white shoes help you press on the brake a good two blocks before you really need to stop your car. Number two, white shoes let the chicks know you're still hot. And the number one reason that old men wear white shoes...
Number one?
White shoes look like kaopectates.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Ew.
Thank you.
737, call my daughter to Scott. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah.
Where's the tuxedo?
A flannel shirt and work boots.
Well, it's his style, you know.
John Fogerty there on WAVA, 11 past 6. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And hi there, everybody. I'm Mike O'Meara.
Of course, we're not wearing pants. And we're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about, it.
Mostly sunny. High today, 5.9.
Mississippi, in the middle of a dry spell. Billy Rogers on the Victrola up high. Mama's dancing, his baby on her shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky.
WAVA, buy yourself a nice Elvis black velvet painting in the corner of an Exxon station somewhere in Northeast.
Yeah.
That's Atlanta Miles, and it's quarter past. No, make it 16 past 6 with Don and Mike on WAVA.
Is this our Alan Goodman?
No.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, Al. Your secret's safe with us. Bye-bye.
Al?
Who is this?
Why do you keep saying, who is this?
You know who this is.
You know who this is. It's can you us. Say? Can you maybe say a complete sentence so we can find out once and for all?
No.
See you, Al.
Bye, Al.
Bye, Al.
Bye, Al.
You can run, but you can't hide. Where's our surprise? Bye, Al.
Bye-bye.
I'll just let him sit there and stew on that one for a few minutes.
Who is this? Who is this?
No.
That's what got me. You know, the way he couldn't fake that way.
No.
No. The word that he says most often to us, no.
Only Alan Goodman. Only Alan Goodman would worry about something about that. You know, stay in a hotel for a couple of days because he has to work late and then hide it from us.
Who is this?
No.
Well, we found him and that's the important thing.
And even the lady down at the front desk, Alan Goodman.
Oh, yeah, he's here. Hold on. Everybody knows when he arrives. He makes a big splash wherever he goes.
Actually, you know, we should thank... Actually, it's our friends at the hotel that turned us on to this.
No.
Through no investigative reporting on our own, apparently he was spotted at the hotel and somebody called us. And said, your boss is staying here for a couple of days.
Who is this?
No.
No.
He didn't know what to do. It's 18 and a half past 6 at WAVA. Next item would be... You know, that was pretty good. That was pretty satisfying.
Yeah, what a treat. What a treat. And when he has to pull that kind of a line.
Hey, Frank. Who is this? I don't know who this is.
Frank, you got a second? That's almost like being out on a hot day digging ditches or something and coming in and somebody gives you a tall, ice-cold beer.
Yeah, that's satisfying.
It really,
satisfies.
It's pure chewing satisfaction, as the Wrigley's computer might say. That was definitely Al, right?
It sounded like someone else at the beginning. I thought maybe the operator put you through the wrong room, but at the end, there was no question. Because one of our listeners was just out at the hotel at a wedding reception or something this weekend, and they saw him.
Who is this?
No.
Checking in, you know?
Yeah, it was the no that got... I mean, that was when he said, no.
So what do you think he's thinking right now? He's thinking, oh, my God, there's nowhere I can go in the world. These
absolutely.
Guys can't find me.
He tries to hide from us all the time, and he will never be able to successfully hide from us.
No. Because of the surprise. I mean, if it weren't for the surprise, he'd have right. No problem with telling you where how you could reach him.
So anyway, Frank, on to the next subject, although that one's pretty good. But I could stay with that one for another 10 minutes, to be honest with you. The Parking Lot of Love Valentine's Day Wedding Show. Yeah. Hold on, they had Vic do a promo for it.
Yeah, there's an exciting new
guy. The big guy with the big voice.
The big guy with the big voice. Let's listen to this and we'll hear some details about it. Victor?
Donald P. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara request the honor of your attendance at
the Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
Wednesday, February 14th at the illustrious WAVA Parking Lot. Over 24 couples tying the knot in true morning zoo fashion.
The Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
Witness the spectacle of seeing two white, not fat Catholic guys jump into a giant tub of Hershey's chocolate.
The Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
Wedding gifts courtesy of 7-Eleven, catering courtesy of Roy Rogers. Open to the public Valentine's Day at 6 a.m. Hey, come early and take Big Al Goodman's parking space.
The Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
105 WAVA.
Of course, you'd have to go to that hotel to take his parking space this morning.
No.
No.
Always dead.
All right, well, here's the folks on the schmooze list thus far for all the right. Big Valentine's Day wedding show. Tuxes and gowns from Royal, Formal, and Bridal. Wedding gifts from 7-Eleven. Catering by Roy's. Sodas from Classic Coke and Diet Coke. Breath mints by Certz. Chocolate syrup by Hershey's. And our dunk tank, is from the Vienna JCs.
Oh, boy.
We still need...
Mm-hmm, we have a couple of things. We still need... Now, the minister who did our went Marion 3 years ago has moved and left his job. So we're trying to find a new civil wedding celebrant.
Okay, it can be a minister or a justice of the peace.
Right, now there's dozens of them. Obviously now we're looking for one who's willing to donate his or her services in exchange for some fabulous waiver gifts as opposed to the usual customary fee. Mm-hmm. There are some available, so we'll get one no matter what.
And we also need a string quartet or a brass section.
Yeah kind of like, you know, the Canterbury Brass or someone, you know, who can play a little bit of the wedding march for us.
How about the Capitol Steps? Would they qualify?
Well, no.
Well, maybe Mark Russell can make it. He's super funny.
Or Mrs. Foggy Bottom.
Oh, that Dan Quayle, he's a friend of mine.
Again, in exchange for the immense publicity that you'll get.
I told you when I had to go see Mrs. Foggy Bottom once, didn't I?
Yeah,
the longest night of my life.
Talking about how you enjoyed the incredible
ringside table. Oh, no. Some old crusty broad up there thinks she's funny. Joan Cushing, that is her name, I believe. Joan
yes,
Cushing.
How long was the show?
Seriously? Yeah. Seriously? 3 hours.
Of just her?
Yeah, just her. You're sitting around a piano. and she's singing, then, you know, thank God you're in a bar so you can be serving drinks. But I'll never forget my night with Mrs. Foggy Bottom. We also need flowers.
Right. Some corsages, you know.
We could use a chuppah. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah. Chuppah. Maybe chuppah. Maybe
chuppah.
I was in a Jewish wedding one time, and it was it's called a chuppah.
Well, that's what we need for our Jewish couples, and also folding chairs for the congregation.
Absolutely. So in exchange for mega publicity on WAVA.
If you can help us with any of that stuff, give Frank a call.
Thanks.
Okay. It's 23 past 6 at WAVA. Before we call Orphan Andy's, we've still got the headline that Neff has got in the paper.
Yeah, big news, and she can't talk about it.
Yesterday after the show, she came up in her, you know, in her nervous little medicated way. Don! Yes, Neff? Oh, there's something in the paper tomorrow, but I can't talk about it.
Big headline in the paper.
So, I mean, I said, well, all right. I thought, as usual, it's just, you know, just Neff.
But it's a news story, so we can talk about it.
So, anyway, here's the headline. WAVA's Neff! Sues Barry. Now, it says here in Jeffrey York's column today that Lori Neff is going to sue Mayor Barry. She is suing him for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't talk with us about it. She can have the story right here in the Post. It's a big headline, but she can't talk to us about it.
Yeah, because it's in court.
Said her lawyer won't let her talk about it. I can't talk about it. I can't talk, Don. I can't talk about it.
Hope she wins. You know, I cannot... Can't we just ask her one question?
She won't answer any questions about it.
Lori, the only question...
Now she's holding up a sign that says, I can't talk about it.
Lori, the only question I would have, if you win...
I can't talk about it.
If you win, if you actually win the $1 million, would you take us out? Would you buy us a gift?
Would
you get us something nice?
Oh, you have to turn on my mic. Yes, I will take you all out for...
my question is,
McDonald's.
If you win $1 million, will you quit? Retire from radio?
I can't talk about it.
Yeah. I can't talk about it.
No.
All right.
Get out of here.
I just think, you know, we could help.
I can't talk about it, but it's right there as a big headline in the newspaper.
You know, we could help with that media influence if you gave us a piece of that $1 million. You know?
She's going to win $1 million. Although it's said here that I guess he offered her some money. Well, I can't ask her anything about it.
I can't talk about it. Please, stop the monkeys.
She can't talk about it, but there's a big old headline right there in the newspaper about it.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would be now second week in a row she's got her name in the paper and our name's not even in there this week.
Yeah, we have to sue somebody for $1 million.
How about we sue now? We certainly could talk about it. We would have no problem talking about it.
No, we'd talk about it all day. Well into the night, my friend.
Okay. There's the next story. I just can't talk about it.
Please. Don't ask me any more questions about the lawsuit, please.
See, although I'm hoping that it comes to fruition, because it's my thought that I've only known her. How long has she been working here now? 6 years?
Seems like 6 days.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
It's been so quick.
I think she might be semi-normal if she wasn't on all this medication for her back.
That's right. I agree.
And the medication is because of the accident with Mayor Barry.
That's right. It's the mayor's fault. So the mayor's fault.
She just get the money and just go, you know, get traction or something for a few weeks. Maybe she'd come back and she'd be a totally different person.
And she'd talk about it.
I can't talk about it. My back hurts. Do you want some pills? She does have an everlasting supply of pills, though.
Yeah, you know, I've never really checked out her medication. Can you talk about the medication that you have?
The pill queen of WAVA.
No comment. She held up a sign that said
she's
no comment.
She's holding up signs. Well, you know, when my back went out 3 or 4 months ago, she brought in some muscle relaxants for me.
Really? Oh, don't talk about that.
Oh, don't talk about, oh my God. Oh, they're talking about it. Oh, no, they're talking. Look at her now. She's left the room. They're talking about it.
Well, the candy store. What's the matter, Lori? You don't want us to talk about the candy store? The candy store that's open 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, that's the story with Lori Neff and Mayor Barry. And it's in a big headline in Jeffrey's column, but you can't talk about it.
And the most historic thing about that incident is that was the famous comment uttered afterwards.
Right.
I'm a night owl. Which is kind of historic, so, you know.
Kind of historic. We talk with her about it, but...
She can't talk about it.
My back's killing me. Oh, no, she got her sunglasses on. See that? She's got her sunglasses on.
That's right.
Now.
Trying to go incognito.
No, trying to cover her eyes. It's 27 past 6 at WAVA, and it's the first of our regular Tuesday calls now to Orphan Andy's, quote, sports restaurant in San Francisco.
We had such a good time talking to these guys during the big hype with the Super Bowl that we decided we would call them every single Tuesday because they're just fine individuals out there, really nice guys, and they love to talk sports.
Well, the other day, you know, do you remember when Kim was saying she wasn't feeling well?
Lori said, do you need anything for you? Nurse Ratchet ready to open her purse and just throw a pill down Kim's throat.
Orphan Andy.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Dennis.
Dennis.
Dennis, Don and Mike from Washington, D.C.
How you doing? You didn't call last night.
No, we were supposed to call Tuesday morning. That's our day to call.
Oh.
Yeah, we decided we'd call you every week at this time.
Uh-huh.
So Dennis, how are things?
Okay, it's raining out.
It's raining out? So are y'all done with the excitement of the 49ers now?
Yeah, everybody's calmed down.
Everybody's calmed down?
All the parties are over. It must be kind of a letdown for Orphan Andy's, huh?
Not really.
No?
What do you still have
it's
to do?
It's a relief working here.
what do you still have to look forward to now, Dennis? What's the next big event in your life?
Let's see.
Give it some thought.
Yeah.
Valentine's
Day, I guess, would be the...
Well, then Easter.
Be the biggest. And Easter. And then before you know it, start of baseball season, I'm guessing you're a rabid baseball fan?
Not too much.
How about St. Patrick's Day? Big green beer celebration?
Oh, yeah. Irish.
You're Irish.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing we probably won't have any sports excitement until next fall, till the 49ers start again?
Maybe not. See what the Giants do.
See what the Giants do? The baseball team. Mm-hmm. The baseball team. All right. Well, Dennis, been wonderful chatting with you.
All right.
Anything else we should know from San Francisco this morning?
Not much.
Just raining, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, what's today's high temp going to be then?
I don't know. I didn't check before I left the house.
Okay, well, we'll call
it's
you next week.
Not gonna get too warm, though.
Maybe when we call you next Tuesday, Dennis.
Okay.
You can have that kind of weather information for us and give us just a report on San Francisco.
Sure.
Okay. Great.
Super. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Bye bye.
So long.
Oodles of toodles. And there's Dennis.
Yeah, not as chatty as he was last week.
Well, he's coming off that big Super Bowl high.
Yeah. I mean, he was the one that offered. You know, he said, "Hey, call every week," and well, we said we would.
Valentine's Day would be the next big one on his agenda. That is next Wednesday, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be getting decorations up and everything.
And next Wednesday, we'll be on the parking lot doing that whole wedding dipped in chocolate thing. Before that is Monday, and that is our big annual radiothon for Children's Hospital for the Have a Heart campaign. And along those lines, we're going to be making one of those charity appearances, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Giant Gourmet
in Rockville, on Rockville Pike at the Gourmet Giant today. We'll be there between noon and 1.
And, of course, the poster that will be there that everybody's looking forward to
and
coming out
gonna
and seeing.
They're going to get ticked off about it. They're going to cancel their commercials. It's no, just all going to be for a joke about a big nude painting of O'Donna Matthews.
It's a joke. They know it's a joke. We love the woman. We're just kidding her.
We think it would help business, actually. Right over the doors as you walk in. Welcome to Giant. Here's our carts. Here's our soda machine. Here's our giant nude of O'Donna Matthews.
Oh, look at that, honey. It's a giant nude of Giant Foods Consumer Advisor. You think they'll get ticked off? Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they will.
Well, but I mean, it's like I can't control it, you know?
I can't talk about it anymore. My back is killing me.
Anyway, when are we going to be out there? Noon to 1? Noon to 1 today.
We're going to make Lori Neff take us out there piggyback. On her back, the whole way out there.
And she's a tough driver. She
and
really is.
6:31, good guy time at WAVA.
Start, stop.
We got a break for half a second. We'll wait. I'm sure Alan Goodman will call us and yell at us during the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you what he said in just a minute here on WAVA. Big show. Thanks for listening. It's 29 until 7. But I just can't talk about it, Don. I can't. There might be something in the paper.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, my back is hurting now. We'll be right back. Not sick of it.
All right.
J.J. Jackson, but it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
At 22 past 7, good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And an exceedingly pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Sick about it. Wear something flimsy, gals. Mostly sunny. High today, about 60. WAVA, good guy temp now is 38. And Elvis to Elvis. Coming right up with your Elvis calls here on WAVA. But first, a couple of items for your edification.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned that it's Ronald Reagan's birthday.
Well.
And he's 79 today.
Yes.
How does a former president readjust to civilian life?
Oh.
In Ronald Reagan's case, he rides horses every day.
Mommy.
He trims trees. And he pumps iron daily.
Hey, all right, I can bench press 400 pounds, Mommy.
Yeah, I am sure.
There's Nancy, though.
If you were wondering about the loud recorded music that drove Manuel Noriega away from that the place over in Panama, the Pope's place he was hanging out at.
Yeah, they put those big speakers outside the papal nuncio.
Right, well, the U.S. Army has provided part of the list of music that they were playing over those speakers.
All right.
They were playing for Noriega, Smuggler's Blues by Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Take the Money and Run by Steve Miller.
All right.
Freebird by Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
And I Shot the Sheriff by Captain Clapton.
Good for the Army. I like that.
So that's the Army's hit list. And last item before we get to Elvis and Elvis, about this whole, I can't talk about it.
The Laurie Neff article.
Let me read you what's in the paper today.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from Jeffrey's column. Embarrassment continued to trail Mayor Marion Barry last week as WAVA morning news anchor Laurie Neff filed a $1 million civil suit. $1 million, and she won't talk about it. Stemming from a 1988 traffic accident involving the mayor's car. Neff was on her way to work when the car she was driving was broadsided by a Lincoln Town Car with Barry at 3:25 a.m. The complaint filed last week in D.C. Superior Court names Ford Motor Company, the District of Columbia. You're suing Ford? And Joseph Newman, the driver, is defendants. Ford leased the automobile to the district, so Lori Neff is actually taking on Ford?
Yeah, Ford.
Yep.
Absolutely, in court.
Ford leased the automobile to the district. Newman is an 18-year veteran of the district police assigned to Barry's security detail. One of four officers expected to be questioned in the investigation of Barry's January arrest on a cocaine possession charge. Neither Newman nor Barry was injured. The suit that claims Neff sustained severe injuries, some or all of which may be permanent. I think we could attest to that. Shock, pain, and discomfort when she received blows to her body, head, and limbs.
That's in the paper.
Ford Motor Company Director of National Public Affairs in Washington declined to discuss the case because the matter is in court. And neither Neff nor her attorneys would comment. But a source close to the case says after a year of settlement negotiations broke off last month, and nearly a year of settlement negotiations broke off last month when an independent adjuster appointed by Ford offered what they called an absurdly low amount.
You know, I have an idea for Lori. I really do. This is a great idea for Lori. She lets Barbara Harrison interview her on Channel 4, all right? And they can do it. Lori Neff breaks her silence and just have Barbara Harrison ask her all those questions, and then you can go on and not answer any of the questions and still get credit for it.
Just like Karen Johnson. Well, she won't tell us anything. She won't say, I can't talk about it. She's suing the mayor for $1 million.
Tonight, Lori Neff breaks her silence once and for all.
With Barbara Harrison. So tell me about the $1 million suit.
That is a question I believe will go unanswered at this time.
Those are lovely curtains. Did you get those at Neiman Marcus? It's 7:25. Anyway, that's the story with Neff, and who knows? She won't tell us anything about that.
She can't
talk
about it.
However, we can attest, as I mentioned, we can attest to the fact that she has sustained permanent mental damage.
Yeah, if you want us to go in and vouch for you in court on that one.
We would be more than glad.
We'll be there. We'll be there.
Take the stand and say she has absolutely popped her cork, Your Honor.
Lori, we really think you should do the whole talk show circuit about this.
Now, can you say that? Would you like to bring us on as your character witnesses?
It is possible. Well, I really can't talk about it, but I
can't talk about it.
Yeah, I better just shut my mouth.
Well, all right. Bye-bye.
Well, Geraldo, I'd like to bring somebody on right now. Don and Mike, could you come out here, please? Hello, Geraldo.
And good luck, incidentally, suing Ford along with the mayor. It's 7:26 at WAVA, and now the premiere of a brand new feature that we think you folks are really going to like.
Just pull up a chair right now, sit back, relax, and
enjoy.
This is Elvis to Elvis with the late Elvis Presley and the late Elvis Presley. Elvis and Elvis are taking your calls now at 432-9282. If you'd like to talk to Elvis and Elvis, call now. And now, here are your hosts, Elvis Aaron Presley and Elvis Aaron Presley.
Hey, hi, baby. Hey, thank you very much, Merrill, baby. Thank you very much.
Hey, good luck, lady.
I'll be up in a minute, baby.
All right, baby.
Hey, thank you very much.
Where's the kiss?
Hey, everybody.
Where's my kiss? Hi, this is Elvis.
Hey, this is Elvis.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
Hey, welcome, everybody. This is Elvis to Elvis.
And I'm Elvis Presley.
Hey,
Christmas, and this Elvis Presley, too. Hi, Elvis.
Yeah, I'm Elvis Presley, too. Good to see you, Elvis. What have you been up to?
Yeah. Okay. I've been about 6 feet under. Yeah. How about you?
Hey, that's a knee slapper, Elvis. Hey, it's good to see you, as always. This is Elvis to Elvis. Chance for Elvis and Elvis to talk to the public.
And hi, everybody. I'm Elvis Presley.
Hey, this is Elvis Aaron Presley, too.
And hello. You're first one here on Elvis to Elvis.
Talk to Elvis and Elvis. Go ahead.
Hey, King. How you doing?
Hi. Fine. How about you, Elvis? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, baby.
I can't talk about it.
Thank you very much for asking, babe.
Is either one of you going to plan a comeback tour?
You mean are either one of us? Are either one of us going to plan to come back to her?
I don't think so. I think, as you know, we're not dead. We're not dead. I think Major Bill Smith has proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Have you seen my phenomenal laxity of gum over there?
I got right over here, King of Rock and Roll.
Hey, throw me a stick of that, baby.
Hey, I'll make a little deal here. How about I throw your phenomenal over there of you? Have me some of those brown and served biscuits over next to you. Huh?
All right, here you go.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
well,
that's
there you
good.
Go.
Oh,
how's that, Elvis?
Huh? Hey, these brown
All right, you got any shaved coconut over there? Hey!
Sir?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, sir, I'm going to give you a Cadillac right now. I'm going to give you a brand new...
Throw him the keys, Elvis.
Clean Cadillac.
Hey! Hey,
you, Elvis.
Hey, throw him the keys.
There's the keys, baby.
There you go, babe.
Hello, Elvis to Elvis.
Good morning, Elvis. Good morning, Elvis.
Hello.
How you doing, babe?
All right. How do you feel about the TV show Preparing Tonight on ABC?
You know, it's a good thing you mentioned that. They got a TV show about us tonight on television.
They certainly do, and, you know, I just want to say we approve of it because Scylla approved the whole thing. God bless her. And it's going to be the young days of Elvis Presley.
The problem is that it was before we became all fat and bloated and out of our mind on dangerous narcotics. It's back when we were still young and free and able to sing our songs. Right, Elvis?
Past the early days, Elvis Presley. You won't see any of those jumpsuits or concerts where we didn't remember the words or anything like that.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Hey, get out of here. I can't remember, huh?
Hello?
Do you know the words? I forgot.
Hello?
Hello?
This Elvis. Is Elvis. Yes, hello.
I haven't heard much about you in the news lately. Want to know what you're up to then?
Well, that's well right. As I mentioned, I'm about 6 feet under.
Hey, we're in the newspaper, too. We're in the USA Today. Big cover story about Elvis in the early days.
That's the show that's on tonight. You have a question for Elvis or Elvis?
I just wanted to know what you were up to.
Hey, we're up to. We're talking to you, sir. Right now, we're talking to you. You're talking to Elvis and Elvis. Hey!
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, listen. We're about out of time for this edition of Elvis Elvis, but we'd like to sign off in our traditional style.
All right, let's bring down the band, Les.
All right.
Bring it down, baby.
All right, baby.
All right, bring down that band. Let's all bow our heads in prayer.
Hey, where's the kit?
Hey, where's the kit?
Hey, have you seen my kit?
Hamburger James!
Where's my kit?
Get them Cadillacs with the keys in them ready, boys.
Hey,
can we all
boys.
Can we all bow our heads in prayer?
Let's all bow our heads.
Here we go. This is the way we finish.
Elvis to Elvis.
This is the way we finish our show, baby.
Here we go, baby.
Here we go. Glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching. Thank you
very much.
I appreciate it, babe.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Elvis Aaron Presley.
And this is Elvis Aaron Presley.
And that'll do it for this edition of Elvis.
Good show,
hey,
E.
Elvis. Hey, good show to you, E.
Thank you very much, E. Hey, we got to leave the building now. Come on, babe.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, babe.
I'll be up in a minute, babe.
See you later, babe.
Elvis and Elvis, they're leaving the building right now, have left the building.
Incidentally, our Elvis and Elvis, they're both the 35-year-old bloated Elvis, not the young Elvis.
Oh, boy, what a great show. Oh, nice guys, aren't they?
I am going to watch that show tonight, and I'm sure I will like it because I like Elvis. Yeah. Although, it's not going to be any of the good stuff because they're going to stop right when he started to get screwed up. It's going to be like Elvis from 19 to 21, the fresh virgin Elvis.
Yeah, the innocent Elvis, the insecure Elvis.
Wide-eyed Elvis.
Yeah, before the mafia was surrounding him, all those guys with sunglasses and sideburns.
Pill-popping, bloated, forgetting his words.
Yeah, so I'll watch it, but it's not going to be as exciting as the later days.
You're doing right about that, baby. All right, we're going to break here, 7:32. We've never asked George Preston if he has any good Elvis stories.
Oh, that's a good idea, babe.
We'll call him in just a second here on WAVA, but just remember,
can't talk about him, buddy. Just can't talk about him.
Hey!
7:32, WAVA.
McDonald's Cheddar Milk at a special price.
I'd have one of those sleek bodies. I tell you, the curves would be in just the right places. I'd have perfect thighs. I'd have just the best-looking derriere there is, because I had lost weight, and I've done it healthfully and tastefully with the Nutrisystem weight loss program. I would have called 1-800-321-THIN for Nutrisystem, because they succeed where diets fail.
And past eight, WAVA.
I'm jacked by the B-52s! I've never gotten one before! That's the first one! I'm so happy! I won the beautiful music challenge!
Yes,
people and you just want to stop by and say hi and drop off a check, we would sure appreciate it.
We'll be there. Don, Mike, and O'Donnell.
Yes, I am.
Just want to say that, Don, you're like Mario Andretti. Mike is like a Ferrari Testarossa. Frank is like the head mechanic. And together, you are Team Ferrari.
Well, all right.
Is that a compliment, sir?
Yes, it is. You are the fastest team on morning radio.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you,
thank
my
you.
Friend. And we have the best skid marks also. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, I have an idea for Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go out with Charlie. I'd like to take him home and then show him to all my friends, and then that maybe he can go from state to state.
Show him to all my friends.
Sure, I'm from Oklahoma, and they have no idea what goes on up here.
You find Charlie irresistible like most women?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Charlie has got the hots for J.C. Hayward, and I myself think that they would make one beautiful couple.
Really got his heart set on JC. She lives in the neighborhood, and I'd be happy in the spirit of Valentine's Day to get a message.
Is she married?
Not as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Hey, the plot thickens. Well, maybe you could drop a note off or something like
that. How well do you know JC?